Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to the St. Germain Radio Show. As you know, the show is on once a month, and it runs from 8 to 9:30, and we're really excited to have the show on. We had to move some dates around because of all the snow, so we're so excited to have everybody on the show tonight, of which, of course, is Mike and Brigida, and, of course, our guest, St. Germain, or I shouldn't claim it's Saint Germain because I don't know. Is that that's a good question, Brigida? Is it always Saint Germain?
Well, no. I think one time you had Aeolia coming through, and so it is possible that Saint Germain becomes the host, steps back, and that someone else even comes through, whoever is necessary at this time to support everyone on the who is listening to the radio show. So yeah, good point.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say I just want to say that it's you know, Saint Germain radio show, but. You know, I guess any Ascended Master can actually come through. So with that, if you want to find out more about the radio show, you can go to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And we want to give out a couple other links while we're at it. All the music that's on today is from our friend Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing good. It's good to have you on. And if you want to check out the different websites, of course, doing the beautiful channeling today is our friend Brigida. You can find out more about her and her events at her website, which is lightbridge101.com. And you can find out all the great music. If you haven't picked it up yet, make sure to go over to Mike's website. Check out his music. He's got it all available for download. Absolutely amazing. And that's at www.mike.com. And I'm going to do it as MikeSnyderCC.com. So if you aren't quite sure what those links were, if you go to Spiritual Connections Radio and scroll all the way down the page to the St. Germain Radio Show, you'll find out all the details on who we have on the show tonight. And their website links and everything are listed there in case you missed any of that. We are going to take callers today. And you can start calling in anytime you want. And the number for that is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. So you can call in, and I'll be taking your names and everything. And we'll actually start taking callers as far as questions and everything at about 9 o'clock tonight. So we have a bunch of great stuff that's going to come before that. And with that, I guess I'll turn this over to Brigida or Mike.
Mike, would you like to say something? Go right ahead.
Oh, I just want to say I'm happy to be here back on the show. I think I missed it last month because I was out west and we had to use a recording. So I'm really excited to be here and play the music live tonight and hear what St. Germain or what anyone from the universe has to say for us tonight. And, yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Great, great. Well, I'm also excited to be here. I spent a little bit of time down in Florida and came back to New Jersey to the cold weather. So all of you listeners who are in the Southern Hemisphere and you're experiencing summer, good for you. We are not experiencing it up here. You're probably in Florida. You're experiencing it, too. But it has been a hell of a winter, I say. And we are halfway through, a little bit over halfway through, which gets us all excited. And tonight, St. Germain will assist us in supporting us to deal with some of the intensity that is going on with this new year, 2014. And I'm sure many of you can agree that there's a whole new level of experience that is occurring with dealing with emotions, dealing with the non-movement due to outer circumstances, and dealing with really going within and asking oneself, what is it that is our true heart's desire? What is within us that we want to do with our life? We are so often just living moment to moment by the work we do, by family life, by what we have grown up to believe to be the right way of living. And more this is starting to fall away. And we feel ourselves sometimes a little bit vulnerable and even judged. Judged because we are starting to do something differently. We might be out of work and we might be criticized for being out of work. And yet it is exactly what we need to be able to redefine ourselves, to start a new direction, to change our lives around. We've heard so much about the new birth and the new beginning and the new cycle. And yet this still needs to get translated into our own lives. And there are those in our lives that might say that it's time for them to leave their physical body behind and they have transitioned. And it's important to let them go with love and compassion and celebrate their ascension from one state of being into another state of being, giving them the opportunity to start a new form of existence, a new life, which is so beautiful. And I think many of us are dealing also with a deeper understanding of being willing to close one door to then create the opportunity for something new to come into our lives. And as we do that, we experience a stage that is in between. One door closed, a new one hasn't opened up yet, and we are in this waiting pose. And especially in this country, a country that is so much a country of action, this waiting can be sometimes very uncomfortable. We hear that we have to do something and time is pregnant, there's change, and bring more light in, bring more love in, transform this. And yet, sometimes it's really just about being in your inner self, getting really quiet, and connecting yourself with your true divine essence. And that you cannot do when you're busy, busy, busy running around. That you can really only do in that time of tranquility. And so for us who truly experience winter right now with the snow and the ice, we have a possibility here to go into our own winter, and instead of seeing it as being in a frozen state of non-movement, to truly allowing the seed of the new to grow and to open up and to present itself and to be nurtured by us so that when spring comes and the time of activity, we are truly ready for this. And so St. Germain, very much transformation, working with the violet flame, is assisting us in this process. And sometimes you think that, you know, transformation and the violet flame of action, that it has a lot to do with movement, and yet a lot of alchemical change can happen in that moment when you make a choice that is truly in alignment with your heart, with your soul, with your spirit. That is when you can begin a chain reaction of beautiful transformation that will then take its own course, its own direction to bring to you that what your heart desires. And it is for us to awaken to our Creator Self, to our God Self, to our divine aspect of manifestation, as we are truly the ones that are going to bring through the new paradigm as we are manifesting and creating a new golden age. And with that, of course, there is a lot of frictions there because things have to be let go of. But in the long run, if we allow ourselves to have enough stamina, and hey, stamina we really need, we can make it through this together, but not alone. It is together with the divinity, with the ascended masters, with the angels, can go far. So I would like for you, and I want for you to really take this time now to receive. Sit comfortably, allow yourself to receive, allow yourself to be supported first by the music that Mike is playing, and he is channeling the love vibration of the hierarchy of light through in his music. And I already noticed in the beginning, this radio show, it seems, will be very potent with energy. So I wouldn't be surprised if sometimes the music might bring through a little static. But if it does, remember, it is very much about the energy you receive. So open up your crown, open up your heart, open up your palms, and sit in a receiving position. As these radio shows are also very much about supporting your healing process, supporting your rejuvenation process, and your empowerment process. And then when Mike is done playing his beautiful music and already channeling beautiful healing energies through to everyone who's listening or who's listening later to the recording, then Saint Germain will come through and will talk to you directly, might take you on an inner journey, might actually also send through some form of energy attunement. So again, allow yourself to be receptive. It is very much about allowing yourself to feel. We just had Valentine's Day, which is very much about the heart. So it is about opening your heart to receive a higher frequency of love and light. And then around 9 o'clock, usually Saint Germain will bring through some kind of discourse or will talk for about 30 minutes to 40 minutes. So around 9 o'clock or 9:10, we'll be able to start taking callers. If you have any questions, you can certainly queue up, and then around 9 o'clock you can call in. And then we will have at the end Mike playing a beautiful closing piece with his piano to just close the event, and we're really grateful to have him live this time. Even so, the recording mic last time was just this beautiful. You did an amazing job, so thank you for pre-recording the session the last time. That was amazing. So, with that being said, relax, enjoy, allow yourself to receive. Bless you all. And I will now step back and let Mike bring through the beautiful music that he channels. Thank you. Thank you.
And now we welcome Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear friends and fellow light workers. It is my great joy to be with all of you at this time. And I invite you at this time to take a moment just for yourself to feel the connection of your feet to the earth. To remember that you do have what's some call an earth chakra, about a foot below your feet. But send it down even further until you feel that deep connection to the heart, to the center of the earth and of Gaia. And just like all those seeds that are frozen in the ground waiting for spring, you too have parts of yourself buried deep underneath the surface of your outer self, holding great potentiality, but sleeping at this time, awaiting for the spring of your new cycle in this year to come. And so I ask you to quiet your mind right now. You've been very busy. For some of you, you've been very busy shoveling snow. Others have been very busy with situations within the family, within those relationships where they cared for someone or still care for someone. But you've all been busy. 2014 started up in the northeast with a storm by the name of Hercules. Hercules, who is the Elohim of the first ray. And the aliens are very much about the vision, the mind of God, source, creator, all that is. So yes, you have been tested, but not by something outside of yourself. When you believe that, you give your power away. But by something deep within you, that hunger, that makes you cry out to awaken to your divine self. That hunger that wants you to ascend, that wants you to move into the higher dimensions, that wants to experience a love that hasn't been felt on earth in quite a long time. And yet, in your heart, in your deepest inner self, you know that it exists, and you know it is for you to assist in bringing it back to earth. It is for you to be the bridge to the earth that is going through so many changes at this time. There's not one part of the earth that is not staying untouched by the tremendous transformation occurring on earth at this time. Truth coming up to the surface to be heard, to be known. Revelations awakening, and you are all part of this transformation. And in many ways you can compare this movement to a constant quaking of the earth. And even so you might not feel the earth shaking and shifting physically, you feel it within you, within every cell of your body. You feel the emotional waves, You feel the inner waves that are moving you from absolute joy to deep doubt and depression to then move you back into a form of hope and promise and happiness. And so you move back and forth through different levels of this shaking. And this shaking of the earth, in many ways, is comparable to a movement that is so important. It is not about feeling threatened by it. It is not about a danger. It is about showing you the power of creation that is within you. It is shaking you up at your roots to bring forth your true potential, your true abilities, your true gifts. On earth, many will not embrace change unless they're in the face of adversity. So adversity is an opportunity for you to show your divine gifts to yourself. It is only about yourself. Yes, others will benefit from it, but first and foremost, it is for you to recognize your divine self, your divine essence, your divine gifts, your abilities. So when there's a storm coming, you can create a sphere of love and light around you. You can call on us, on the archangels, and create a sphere of protection, not only for you, but for the neighborhood that you live in, or for the township, or for the state, or for the country. You have that power, and you've already used it, because know this to be true. The weather conditions and many other conditions on earth would have been far worse in the last few years if it wasn't for you standing with your feet deeply rooted into the earth, standing strong, keeping your face up to the light, and being that conduit of a higher vibration of love and light. So I want you to feel this power right now. At this time, legions, members of the Legion of Archangel Michael are descending now, and they are now standing behind you, members, with their swords up, and they're ready to cut away any of the emotional attachments and the discordant energies that you've taken on in the last few winter months. And even for those in the Southern Hemisphere, in the last few months in general, many of you have taken on a lot of, shall we lovingly call it, weight or emotional discordant energies from those around you. So these angels are here now assisting you in cutting those cords, in releasing those weights, those heavy parts of you that no longer serve you. So allow that to happen. Welcome them. As they infuse you also with a blue ray of empowerment that comes all the way from Source Creator, all that is, and gets deeply anchored in your heart. Feel how you can even breathe easier at this time. And take your attention now to your heart. In your heart, you now notice how there have been tiny little walls that you've built up for the last few months to protect you from some of the pain and some of the intensity and some of the rawness of the suffering of those around you. And you're not helping anyone by suffering with them. All you can do is be strong in your own vibration of love and light and set an example, kindle of hope, and support those in need through the radiance of who you are. Do not diminish that radiance. Do not diminish yourself to be in alignment with a lower frequency. You're not helping anyone with that. Even so, some of you might say that when you let your radiance shine, that it feels that there are those who want to snuff out that radiance. That is not true. That is your lower self, your ego, that is trying to make you believe that if you shine too bright, something will happen that will snuff out that light. In truth, there are many that are hungry and thirsty for the light that you hold, for the wisdom that you bring forth, and the love that you share. And so, be willing to be vulnerable, because it is through your vulnerability within your heart that you strengthen and deepen your connection to your soul and your divine I Am Presence, your divine self. 2014 is very much the year of divine connection. 2014 adds up to the number 7. Your 7th chakra is your crown chakra. So any challenges that you're facing, your normal human reaction is that you need to figure out the solution. But that is not what's going to work going forward anymore. This is no longer about you having to know all the solutions for everything in the future. You do not even know how the future will play out. As you choose in the present moment, the future can change into a multiple levels of directions. So, bring yourself back into the here and now and allow yourself to feel that alignment through your 7th chakra. And I invite you now to go up to your crown and to feel whether your crown is open, or be willing to let it open up a little further right now. And to be willing to let the ray, the divine essence that's within your heart, let it move upwards out of your crown towards source, creator, the great spirit of all. And when you make contact, when you feel that vastness part of, bring it back down into you. Bring it back down through your crown into your heart. And sit in this alignment. And here comes the key for past and the times ahead as peacefully and as balanced and as calm as your heart desires. Because none of you want to be in the midst of chaos anymore. You all have made the commitment that that is no longer something you would like to participate in. And the key is acceptance. One of the greatest challenges that humanity is facing at this time is to deal with the emotions, to deal with the water element, the snow, the rain, the fog. All of that is an extension of the emotional level, of the emotional balance within the human soul, within the human heart. So, does a tree do when the wind and the storm hits it really hard? It can stay strong, and then the branches will break off, or it can move with the wind, not fighting it, but accepting the movement and letting the movement turn it to the right and turn it to the left and forward and backward. But the only way you can follow this movement yourself in the midst of the emotions that you're part of, as you're part of the human soul and part of the human body, is through acceptance. It's through detachment of the outcome. And detachment of the outcome does not mean that you don't care about the outcome or that you don't hold the vision in some form or way. But detachment of the outcome means an understanding that everything is already in perfect divine order. That you might not know what tomorrow brings. That you might not know what that detour is taking you toward. You know one thing, one vision that you are trusting, and that is that everything is in perfect divine order. And by doing that, you no longer become a victim of outer circumstances, but you hold dominion over your life. You no longer are surprised or shocked or disappointed. But when you are in a place of acceptance, you're moving away from resistance and control, and you open yourself up to receive a guidance, to receive a flow of energy that otherwise wouldn't be able to come through because you would be holding on too tight. And many might question now, what about those who are sick or those who are dying or those who don't feel good or those who have nothing? Acceptance allows for one moment only struggle to stop existing. Through acceptance, you remove yourself from the intensity of the dynamics. You move yourself into a place of peace and allowance. And in this peace, you can come to a quiet place, a place of tranquility. And that is a place where you will hear the voice of the Christ within, or the Buddha within, or Allah within, within. And that great spirit within will give you the comfort, will give you the directive that you need to then walk the right path. Now, many of you have taken on quite a bit of the human karma to assist in transforming and transmuting it. This was part of your willingness to come here at a time where so much foundational work had to take place to assist in bringing in and anchoring a whole new form of existence, a whole new paradigm, a whole new way of life. But the more I awaken, the more I surrendering to that greater divine self to come through, the easier it will get for you too. That is a promise. It is not going to stay as intense as it might feel for you right now. So, take another deep breath. Again, feel your feet connected to the earth. But also take a moment now and move into this place of acceptance and allowance. You are at the right place at the right time. There's nothing you have to do. There's nothing you have to figure out right now. The answers will all show up in front of you at the appropriate time. So be in that moment and go deep underneath the surface and feel that seed pod that is within you that holds all the potentiality for 2014. Feel it. Feel it, how it slumbers right now in the winter time. But slumbers right now because you're going through a phase of introversion. It's there nonetheless. And you can feel a pulse in it, a beat, like a heartbeat. That heartbeat is in alignment. It's your own heart and the heart of Gaia. And so I invite you now to open up your heart. Cradle this inner seedling. And to be willing to be patient. And I know some of you might say you have been patient already for a long time. Things take time, and you will reap the fruits of your labor. That is a promise. So in the depths of your inner self, where you feel that potentiality of what is to come in the months and years ahead, the Elohim Hercules is now descending down towards you. And Hercules has a gift for you. He has a gift for you that is a unique form of empowering and strengthening that little seedling that is within you. To give it extra protection, to give it extra reinforcement so it does not get battered by your own fears and worries or by those fears and worries that you pick up from your surroundings. But before he does that, he wants you to merge your consciousness with the consciousness of that seedling, with the consciousness of your potentiality. So do this now. Expand your consciousness in a manner that you delve deep into that seed pod, into that seedling that is within you. And get a sense of the vision that it holds for you. Now, everything is possible. There is no limits to what you can become. So do not create limits by thinking that you're not prepared enough or you don't have enough funds or you don't have enough foundation to make this happen. Trust and have faith that this vision can come about. Go even deeper into that vision. Let it expand to become a little bit of a movie showing you where this vision will take you. And now that this vision is not just your vision, it is what you're bringing forth to humanity to show that everything is possible, that there are truly no limits. And so now Hercules is stepping forward, and he's going to start creating a unique energy field of light around that seedling, creating almost comparable to a cocoon, but in this case it is an energy cocoon, holding unique sacred geometry symbols within it to strengthen this vision. And all you have to do to make this vision come true, this is going to be quite a test for you because you like to share, but we don't want you to share this vision that you just became aware of or that you already knew but that you've now strengthened. We do not want you to share this vision with anyone. This is your vision, and your vision alone. Every night, before you go to sleep, we want you to go back into that vision. And you can still change it a little and add to it and make it grow, but we want you to build upon that seedling. And also call on Hercules to continue to strengthen this vision, to be manifested and come into reality, or shall we call it Earth reality, at the appropriate time. But don't push it. Don't get impatient. Don't get frustrated. Have total trust and faith in your ability as an aspect of God, Source, Creator, all that is, to bring forth this vision into the earth realm, into the world that you live in. So again, the key is do not share it with anyone. Secondly, continue to focus on it every night before you go to sleep. Now, I am not talking about focusing on it for hours. Focus on it for a few minutes so that it will be carried into your sleep. And you will be amazed how during your sleep much transformation and much change will continue to assist in bringing about this vision of yours. Hercules is completing now the process, and he's sealing it within you through the power of the Star of David, the Seal of Solomon, powering it by bringing your higher self and your lower self in full agreement, in full alignment, and now you should feel how your heart expands, how your connection to your soul and your divine I Am presence is strong. You can feel now your crown being open, and that connection to Source that is coming through you into the earth, creating this rod of power. But this rod of power is flexible, and you're flexible. And so know that any kind of obstacles that you might experience, that they're only necessary detours to bring you exactly where you need to be to bring forth the manifestation of that vision of yours. Now that in the next few weeks, a member of the Legion of Archangel Michael will stay with you to continue to strengthen you and to continue to empower you through this time of great change and awakening. Take another deep breath. And allow yourself to settle now within the alignment of all that is. Acceptance, allowance. Those are the keys to always move yourself into a state that will allow for the higher frequencies of love and light to flow with you and through you effortlessly. It is only through the acceptance that you can effectively bring about a new form of experience and existence. You can't let go of something until you've accepted it fully. Only then can it also be released. Take another deep breath. Bring yourself back fully into your body, into the here and now. And know that you are very much loved, that we are all watching over you, and that even so, when time seems uncomfortable or challenging, that as you move, just like the tree in the wind or the branch in the wind, you will find that it becomes much less painful for you and much easier to move the currents of transformation. This was my message for you all for today. If there's anyone who has questions, now is the time to call.
Saint Germain?
Yes.
It's Mark. I'm going to go ahead and get somebody's name. I'm going to give out the number for everybody. If you'd like to ask questions at St. Germain, please call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. The question I have for you, St. Germain, as we wait for some callers to come in, is when you feel stuck and you're in a place where you really want to have faith, and you really need to trust that beings such as yourself are there to support us, How do you hold that faith in what you would consider in the third dimension to be the worst of situations?
First of all, it goes right back to that acceptance. Only that many think of acceptance as accepting the situation and forget about acceptance of your humanness. The judgment of feeling upset about being stuck creates a continued form of discomfort for the person that feels like they're stuck. So it simply starts with making peace with your humanness. And that is really what all the stuckness is about anyway, that any of you feel. It is that you so much hunger to already be the ascended you, the you that you remember from the higher realms, the you that remembers a certain vibration of love, a certain level of communication with us, a certain level of wisdom, a certain level of vastness and openness and flow. It is that what really is the most frustrating for any of you when it's not there. And then you create story that you attach to that frustration, not having a job, not being able to be self-sufficient, not being in a relationship that's fulfilling. But in reality, all of those are just stories that you attach to the deep, deep sorrow that you feel by still being limited within the human body and the human soul. So again, it is about acceptance of who you are and not always forcing yourself to be more than you are. You are someone who always forces yourself to become more than a part of you really wants to be. And until you accept being less first, you cannot become more. Does that sound very difficult to understand?
In this time frame, yes. So if you could expand on that one piece.
I am using you as in all. I'm not using you as in specifically your life at this moment. But you are someone who has tremendous potentiality, and you can feel that, and you know that. You know that you can reach so many more people. You know you can do healing on such a greater and vaster level. Am I not correct?
That is correct.
And yet you feel limited and you consider yourself as less because you're not at the level where your vision is seeing yourself to be at. Is that not correct?
That is correct.
And so it is, in the acceptance of allowing yourself to be not yet at that level where you see yourself to be at, and to make peace with that first and understand that it is only an illusion that makes you think that you are not on the level where you see yourself you should be at. But to really accept where you're at right now, to not fight it, to not question it, but to simply be in the moment will take a lot of that tension that you feel at times away from you. And that tension that you feel is the expectation that the human consciousness puts on the individual aspect of the human self. It is not even you. It is not even your true feeling, your true sense of self. It is what you're picking up from your surrounding that makes you believe or makes you feel that things should be a certain way to be right. If you release that, if you truly don't let the outer define you, but the inner define you, you will find that a lot of the discomfort at times will be released and will change to you being that best self that is within you already.
Excellent. Thank you, Saint Germain. I'm going to go ahead and bring Lisa on next.
Thank you.
Lisa, you're on with Saint Germain.
Yes, Saint Germain. I've come to know you through Brigida, who has been...
Greetings, my dear Lisa. It is a pleasure to have you on the phone.
I need help, and you know that. I don't know where to go with all the stuff that has befallen me these last few weeks.
It is not only you who feels overwhelmed by the intensity of the last few weeks. Many are going through this right now, which even intensifies your situation so much more. You, in many ways, have chosen to be in alignment with the Christ energy. And in alignment with the Christ energy, and you're not the only one, there are many others like you, but you've taken on the role of a way shower. And as a way shower, there is a certain level of, shall we say, purging occurring, where you go to a depth of, for the lack of better words, darkness. And you anchor your Christ seed into that darkness so that that darkness can be transformed and transmuted into a different form of existence. So, my dear Lisa, as painful as these last few weeks were and still are, I promise you that when you make it out of the storm of transformation, out of the chaos, there is, well, I should say, there will be a radiance and a light and a joy and a love for you to experience that you've never felt before. And in treading this path, just like the Christ treaded the path of ascending from the cross, you are treading a path that then in return can help others to release the aspects in their life that truly have been holding them back and that they have hung on to, though, out of fear of change. You will then be able to show that change, as painful as it sometimes appears to be, because you are truly cutting an old wound open to let all this old stuff come out. But eventually, it is all about self-love. It is always about self-love. And you have not allowed yourself to feel the depths of love towards you that you're so willing to give to everybody else. And that's what all of this is about, the deepening of your relationship with yourself, and in this process, setting a path that will allow others to do the same. And Archangel Michael is with you. The Christ is with you. We are all with you. I am with you to support you through this process.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it is about allowance. And it is about acceptance. In this acceptance, the acceptance should never be misunderstood as in judgment of self. that it is okay what has occurred. But acceptance means the allowance of what has taken place to simply be, without judgment, to just be, to be, so that you can move from that crystalline structure to a more expanded structure that is more in alignment with you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It just hurts so much. It's so hard to work through the pain.
And we're here to support you. Yes, there is a deep pain. Underneath that pain, though, is a beautiful light that is opening up. Right now, you only see that seedling that hasn't really had the chance to open up. But it will, I promise you, when the time is right. Don't run away from the depths of the pain. Be in it, in alignment with the Christ, and allow it to transform and transmute. And by not running away from it, you will find that the path of the dark night of the soul is much faster than if you would fight it and reject it and judge it.
That would have been my next question. How long do I go through this? When do I see the light at the end of the tunnel?
The more you're fighting it, the more you're questioning it, the more you're trying to control a dark night of the soul, that is a message to everyone, the longer the dark night of the soul will take. The more any of you are fighting the bad weather and getting upset, or relationships, or any situation in your life that is bringing you down, the longer it will prevail. It is in being willing to empty your cup. It is truly in detaching yourself from everything, being willing to stand as naked as a newborn child to then receive the new garment of your life. And that is a process. And you're not alone. Know this, and know that you will help many others in return because of what you do now.
I see that already happening. Thank you. Thank you, Saint Germain.
Yes. You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay, Saint Germain, you're all set for this evening. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Blessings to all of you, and it is so. Amen.
You've been listening to the St. Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. To find out more about this show and other shows, go to our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Lots of love to everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Lots of love. Bye.